Welcome, anime fans and foodies, to Anime Bento. Each week, we bring you some news, talk about our favorite shows and characters, give you a fun recipe, and also suggest something fun that we're into this week. Joining me this week is...
Hey guys, it's Seth from Sethware Update.
Seth, it's been a long time. We actually haven't talked as often. We like every now and then we'll message each other, but not as consistent. So I'm actually excited to see what you've been up to. It's been a while. So how have you been since the last time you've been on the podcast?
Well, first off, I'm glad we're back because I've missed talking to you every single week with this stuff. I've always enjoyed this, so it's nice to be able to just unplug and get nerdy again. But overall, I feel like I've been pretty good. We had a very, very, very busy spring. So I have a now 9.5-month-old baby. So that's been pretty busy as it is. But I also took over as my first year of a head track coaching. So it's kind of been busy. We've had lots of track meets all season long. So lots of busy nights where I'm out till 9 or 10 o'clock, come back home, start over again. So it's been nice. But I'm ready to just kind of slow down a little bit and just have some fun the rest of the summer.
Wait, so track meets go through the summer as well?
Well, we just had a kid who made it to state and then we took him to nationals. So we just actually got back from Greensboro, North Carolina. We had a track nationals. So went all the way down to the Adidas one.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Nationals, that's amazing. And then, so you drove, did you guys drive or did you guys fly over there?
No, I took a rental car. So we drove a nice little Toyota RAV4 all the way down there. Got about 40 miles to the gallon. It's pretty beautiful, actually.
Oh, I love North Carolina. I go to Charlotte because I'm a NASCAR fan, so all the stuff's there. But North Carolina is great. Oh, my gosh. There's like a chicken place that I'm obsessed with. Now I can't remember its name.
Oh, got a lot of good ones. They have Zaxby's starting to kind of bloom on that side a lot more. We saw Bojangles. I saw a couple of those.
Bojangles, that's what it's called. Yeah, I never had Bojangles before. And then my friends, it was all our first time in North Carolina, our first trip. And then we ate there and then I became obsessed with it. So I was like, we got to eat there all the time. So I was like, before I fly out, I need Bojangles one last time. So I was obsessed with that. That's so cool though. Man. What, man, I'm trying to think of like, what is it like being a coach? Like, are you enjoying it? I'm just trying to think of like what coaches were like in high school.
Yeah, honestly, it's so great. If you're like, you have your good coaches and your bad coaches, you can tell a lot of the kids just, they responded well this year because I feel like, you know, when you're telling them to do something, if you don't fully kind of give them the trust and you don't really just kind of connect with them, you're going to get nowhere with them. And so for me, it was nice to just really focus on building relationships this year and just kind of uplift all the kids. And honestly, you saw a big old culture shift. You see a lot of positivity in them. They were willing to do whatever we asked them to. We didn't really have the negativity and the complaining that normally comes with it. So I think just building the relationships and just enjoying that time together and just letting them know, like, I know it's a part of their day, but it's also like a special part of my day and just really understanding how much I enjoy what I do, getting to pour into them just as much. I think it went pretty well, I think.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. So hopefully you get to like just chill out the rest of the summer.
I'm hoping so. I'm home with the baby all summer, so I get to just enjoy that. I will say he has been watching a lot of anime with me, so I've been immersing him into a lot of it. So.
Oh, that's cool. Does he have a favorite yet?
Well, I will say he did enjoy some Dr. Stone. I think the colors were kind of pleasant for him. I got to get him back into the good ones here once he understands how to focus a little bit better. I don't want to waste the prime shows on him, you know. He's going to just crawl around and put things in his mouth. You know, I got to make sure he's ready to lock in.
Man, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely have to get him back, like, some classic animes. Wait, would you start him off with, like, Toonami stuff, old school Toonami stuff?
I feel like you would need to. He can't get immersed in all this, you know, high animation just yet. He's got to start off the basics like we did. But right now, I'm just trying to peel him with the colors and get him excited about it so that I can lock him into the good storylines.
I'm trying to think of what I did this week. I actually, like, I had forced vacation. I have too much vacation time. So I haven't worked in 5 days. It's just been crazy. I've just been sitting at home doing nothing. Well, I think it's doing nothing, but I've been getting ready. Like, I think concert season is gearing up for me. So I have a whole bunch of concerts I'm going to, and I grew up as like a little EDM kid, and I went to like a lot of EDM concerts. And at those shows, you kind of like trade bracelets and you give like little trinkets and stuff to each other. So that part of me has like shifted into like normal concerts and stuff. So I'll be seeing Hillary Duff this weekend. So I'm like, should I make Hillary Duff stuff to hand to people? And I said no, but then I started making stuff already. So that's kind of just taken over my week for that. So yeah, I've just been being lazy, watching a lot of anime as well. I've been actually watching a lot of Dr. Stone, funny enough.
Mentioned, you know, taking that into regular concerts because we just went to MGK last night in Wiz Khalifa. And this lady right in front of us, once MGK was starting, she turned around and just started giving out bracelets to a lot of people around.
It's just a fun way to connect with people and things like that. So, but like funny enough though, like you mentioned Dr. Stone, I've been watching a lot of Dr. Stone lately, getting ready for the last episode that's coming up.
Well, I actually just saw something about that. I mean, I thought I was all done with the show and I was actually mad thinking like, are you kidding me? Like this is how they ended it? And then you said something about the last episode and I was like, wait, there's more?
Yeah, we're getting one last episode. I'm excited. Well, we'll talk about it in the news, just a little bit about it. But like, I was really thinking like, oh man, you know what would be cool if every anime had their last episode in theaters? Like,
that'd be awesome.
You watched My Hero Academia, right?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So you finished it all?
I did.
Can you imagine watching the like last two episodes in theaters? That would have been cool with fans.
That'd be great.
So, yeah.
When all the little connections happen, everyone's like, yeah, like they start cheering, get excited about it.
Oh, yeah. I think anime fans are unruly, but it's like a good unruly. It's they'll be cheering and clapping and like saying things during the show, but you feel like, oh, that's good commentary, not just people talking in the movie.
See, meanwhile, my wife is like, why are you crying at the cartoon? I'm like, shut up.
You're like, you don't know what this character's done for us. They've done so much. You don't
know their backstory. Well, we're avid concert people too, so we've been trying to sign up for and go to a lot of them. So I know we just did MGK and Wiz Khalifa, and then coming up, we've got Evanescence very soon. Oh, we also went to Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Oh, wow. You're going to see Evanescence? My friend is in love with the new album.
Yeah, that was my birthday gift this year. So I got Evanescence tickets. So,
oh, man, that's going to be a great show. Okay, quick question before we move on to our next segment. Are you a merch guy? Do you get concert merch or are you like no merch?
I try not to, but my wife, she adamantly likes the t-shirts. And so I always have to go stand in the line and spend the $50. So I think she got a Zach Bryan one, Alex Warren, and now MGK. So she's starting to build it up.
Oh, wait, you saw Alex Warren?
Yeah, it was a beautiful one.
I wanted to see that. I was so on the edge of seeing that show because he was in Austin. And I was like, man, maybe I can just get last minute tickets. And I decided, you know, maybe I should like just relax at home instead of going out. But that was a concert I wanted to see. I know. Yeah, I used to be a avid concert shirt guy. If you had a shirt and then it had tour dates on the back, I'm getting it. Like I was like, I need people to know that I was one of those dudes. Right.
I was there.
Yeah, but recently I've just been like, okay, you don't need all the shirts. You're not wearing them all the time, so you just gotta you know, you don't need, I was like, I don't, yet I have to tell myself before I, like, you don't need merch. You're going to be fine. Just go inside and sit down. Buy your $10 bottle of water and then just relax. So, but man, you've seen some good shows. Gosh, I'm a little jealous, but, you know, I got a couple of things coming up. So, like, I said, like, Hillary Duff's coming up, and then I got Simple Plan coming up as well.
I love Simple Plan. So I think I've seen them two or three times now.
Oh, anytime Simple Plan's in town, I'm going. And side tangent, though, and then I promise everyone will move on. I am upset with Simple Plan that they didn't, well, it's more Avril Lavigne's fault. I'm upset with Avril Lavigne for not coming to the south of the United States on her tour. Because it was her and Simple Plan touring together. And I was like, that was a show I would have gone to. But it was mostly just in Canada.
Well, if it makes you feel better, we definitely saw Avril Lavigne and Simple Plan here in Indianapolis. So
see, it was a great show.
It was so perfect. It was like nostalgia.
Oh man, I was like, that's the team up that I watched. Do they play their new song? Because they did. They dropped a song that they did. They together. Did. Man, I'm so angry. Really, I wanted that. I really wanted that so bad. We have a mutual friend, David, and I was like, man, David, I might come up there and go see Simple Plan and Avril Lavigne. But yeah, I really want to see them. Bowling for Soup is playing with Simple Plan here in Austin.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So it's not too bad. But man, Avril Lavigne, that's one of my, like, she's got the hits. It's like, you know, you're going to have a good time at her show.
It's always a good time with Avril.
Yes. Okay. So on that news, we'll finally move on, everyone. Hey, the battle for the biggest anime headlines never ends. From new seasons to unexpected plot twists. Now, here's everything you need to know in this week's anime news. Grab your broomsticks, Ghibli fans. Kiki is coming to the real world. A brand new live-action television adaptation of Kiki's Delivery Service has officially entered early development. The adaptation is being planned as a 10-episode series, being around 30 minutes each. Aiko Kanodo has already given her blessing and stating that she is eager to see her character venture into the new world. There's no word yet on casting or a release window, but we will keep you updated as soon as the first trailer drops. Are you a big Kiki's Delivery Service fan?
I've not seen this one yet.
It's a pretty decent, like, it's a pretty good one. Are you a Ghibli movie fan? Do you like Studio Ghibli stuff?
You know, I think I've seen a few kind of early on when I was early getting into anime, so I definitely need a list of ones to check out.
We might have to, like, pick some as, like, ones we review for the show.
Yeah.
So you can watch them. I definitely am excited to see what they're going to do with Kiki's Delivery Service. Some more news that came from MAPPA's event. We got some trailers for Jujutsu Kaisen Season 4, The Culling Game Part 2. We also got trailers for Chainsaw Man, Assassin's Arc, and Ranma ½ Season 3. All those you can find on YouTube. All those trailers have already dropped. Also in news, just like we said, Dr. Stone is airing its final episode this Thursday, June 25th. You can watch it on Crunchyroll. It is only going to be subbed, so we won't have a dubbed version out yet. So if you're a dubbed fan, you're going to have to wait a couple weeks until they get that released.
Or suck it up and rewatch it a second time.
I say, if you're a dub fan, just watch it subbed. Join us all and have this moment together in the world as we all experience the last Senku adventure. It's going to be great. I'm kind of going to be sad. I was like, I really love these characters.
I know. I really enjoyed this one. I just think there's so much more they can do with it and so much further they can go. I'm just like, why would you end it? It's at its peak.
I know. I'm curious of how we're going to wrap it all up. We'll definitely talk about it next week. Or maybe we'll make some little special thing about it. But you'll hear our opinions on it. Also this week, Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, The Calamity, is going to be in theaters this weekend. So get your tickets and go check out this show in theaters. I believe it's the first 3 episodes of the new season. And lastly, Anime Expo is coming up in July, and it's going to be July 2nd through 5th in LA, and they still have tickets available. All right, everyone, it's time for the part of the show where we make questionable decisions and defend them confidently. Our rotating anime segment starts now. Segment of the week. Bring it on and let's speak. This week, it's Deserted Island Animes. We each picked 3 shows that we would bring with us on a deserted island. Seth, I don't know if this was hard for you. It was a little difficult for me to try to, like, think of 3 that I would want with me.
Yes.
So I'll let you go first. We'll go back and forth.
So I'm going to start with my number 3. I think the first one kind of popped in my head, and I'm like, you know what? I love it a lot, but there's something like the action just gets me a little bit more. I decided to start with Naruto. I feel like this one, you know, starting off with, I believe, 220 episodes in the original and then about 500 in Shippuden, I just really enjoy how lengthy it is. But also, you have some good action, but you have some fillers. sometimes, you know, if you need a nap on your island, you have some of those 10 filler episode arcs and you just kind of take your nap then, you know, so something that I feel like I can keep getting into.
Is the show not stopping when you like, is it playing constantly? Is that what you feel?
Well, you see, I'm a background noise kind of guy when I'm sleeping. So we like to put on like The Office or something. So I'm just like, you know, I need something that I've watched comfortably. I can have it on while, you know, I'm vacuuming my island or whatever I may be doing. I just got to have something calm and peaceful.
Nice. For me, I had to go with my number one choices, my favorite anime. I went with Fairy Tail. There's over 100 something episodes of Fairy Tail. I rewatch it every year, so I know it doesn't get old for me. So I was like, this is solid. There's action. There's comedy. I know, like, sometimes I just want to cry and I'm like, there's arcs that are going to make me cry. And then there's arcs that are going to make me laugh. So I was like, Fairy Tail, solid. I think I was kind of thinking on the same wavelength as you, at least for my first pick, is like, I need something with a good amount of episodes.
Yeah,
it's going to keep me occupied for a while.
So I think going to my number two, this is kind of tough because I have a very calm, very easy, like number one. So it's like, how do I fit just three shows? So I think this is my middle mark. I was kind of torn between Tokyo Ghoul and potentially Blue Lock. And I truthfully think Blue Lock would take the cake for me just because that's something recent that I've watched and I've really enjoyed it. I love sports. And so having something consistent with the sporty side to it might make me feel a little bit better about being stuck on my island. And I feel like I could watch the action and watch the growth time and time again and not get sick of it.
Oh man, Blue Lock, that's so interesting because I was like, man, you just watched that, but it's been a while since we talked about it. But
I know, I feel like I just watched it, but I guess it has been quite a few months, hasn't it?
Yeah, I like, side note, like, I've been dabbling back into Blue Lock because of World Cup season. I've just been in soccer mode for lately. But for my second pick, I wanted something kind of more like an epic story, something that I like, very nostalgic for me. So I picked Gundam Wing. I was like, Gundam Wing will be like a fun space opera with action and stuff like that. So I was like, it's gonna be solid. It's gonna remind me of like being a kid and not coming home because it was on Toonami. So like trying to stay up to watch an episode of Gundam Wing. But that was my second pick.
So I feel like the number one I would have to have with me would have to be Black Clover. I just feel like the development from beginning to finish is just so huge. You can fall in love with the characters all over again. You get to watch them constantly overcome challenges. And I feel like when the island starts to get tough, just hearing Asta say, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. I'm just like, yes, I can survive this island.
Oh man, that's a good choice. For me, I was like, okay, I need something slice of life-ish. Just chill. Originally, I was going to pick Case Closed. I don't know if you know that anime. People call it Detective Conan as well.
Yeah.
Because there's over 1,000 episodes.
Woo!
But I also was like, I wonder if it's going to get, you know, because each episode's a mystery and they're trying to solve a murder or some kind of mystery of some sort, and then they solve it. I'm like, well, if I know the outcome of the mystery, is it going to get old for me? So I was like, maybe I can't pick that, even with 1,000 episodes. So
Watching Law and Order. You never get sick of it.
Oh, that's true. You can always turn on, like, I don't know why. I don't know why people, myself included, always gravitates, like, SUV. Like, yeah. If Law and Order SUV's on, I'm like, I watched 4 episodes straight.
Every time.
But I had to lock it down and I was like, you know what, I love Ranma 1/2, but the original, like, not the remake that's out on Netflix, but like the original old artwork. I was like, that would be fun, something like you said, just you could turn on and just have it in the background or just kind of zone out to on my deserted island. Yeah, I was just like, okay, Ranma 1/2 will just be like a fun, like, little fun thing that I could just laugh at when I'm like, I'm hoping that we have all like comforts there. Not like a lot of stuff, but like food and things like that. So
yes,
I'll be able to like fish or whatnot. But yeah, I think those are just all like good three picks for for things. I don't know what. I mean, I could add like 10 more shows I would love to bring.
Oh, easy.
But I think that wraps it up. But we would love to know what you guys would bring on your deserted island. Like, what three animes that would be your picks? That, I guess, this is what you're watching for the rest of your life. Okay, well, every week, one anime steps into the spotlight. This week, we watched it, we processed it, and now it's time to talk about it. This week, we are going over Yuri on Ice. Yuri on Ice follows a young Japanese figure skater named Yuri Katsuki, who's having a bit of career crisis after a major competition doesn't go his way. Feeling stuck and unsure of himself, he returns home, wondering what comes next. Then, in a twist worthy of an anime itself, his life changes when a legendary Russian skating champion, Viktor Nikiforov, and that's the last time I'm going to say his last name, everyone, shows up and decides on a whim to become his coach. From there, Yuri is thrown back into the world of competitive figure skating, but this time with a completely different kind of pressure, support, and chaos guiding him. The series blends sports, comedy, and emotional growth as Yuri travels through competitions around the world, meeting other skaters with their own intensive rivalries, dreams, and dramatic skating routines. You are able to stream Yuri on Ice on Crunchyroll. Every great anime has its food moments, and now it's our turn. Here's this week's drink special. This week, we are featuring a fun cocktail called the Quad Axel Highball. 2 ounces of whiskey, 3 ounces of chilled club soda, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1/4 ounce of honey syrup, 2 to 3 dashes of orange bitters, and a lot of ice. This is a drink you sip while convincing yourself you're about to land a perfect quad, even if you're just eating pork cutlets on your couch. Now, let's dive into the show. Okay, so it's time to talk about Yuri on Ice. We're going to drop our first impressions before we go deep into the show. What were some of your first impressions, like the first couple episodes of the show?
Honestly, it was different for me. I've never seen anime sort of similar to this one. And so kind of venturing into new ones always brings some different joys and always some new kind of excitements. And so watching this one, first episode, honestly, it started off just feeling real. Like he, you know, failed. Okay, I'm not going to go too deep here. He kind of struggled, like you said, and then he decided, I don't know. And then this coach stepped up and was like, hey, we're going to do this. And so just kind of that message right there and just that real life application just made that feel so real. And so it already kind of excited me. And then personally, not knowing a lot about ice skating in general, it really kind of brought some joy to this because not only did I learn a bit about ice skating, I've learned a little bit about competitions, I learned a little bit about the moves. And it really did have a good sporty feel to me. And so between that and then just the feel-good moments, is honestly a really good watch.
I think it's very similar to me that the watching it for the first time and just picking it up and seeing it, there's a part where it's like, oh, I could really relate to Yuri. Like trying something that you wanted so bad and then failing miserably at it and just like having it crush you and then just... It's just like, oh man, this is kind of real, especially going back to your support system. It's very hard, even though people are like still supportive of you and so are uplifting of you. But when you fail, you're like, oh man, I let you all down and you're all here for me still. It felt like you said, it felt really real to me as well.
Yeah.
I loved just the character of Yuri. He just seems so great. He's so relatable. And likable. I love when characters kind of get like exaggerated, and especially when they're talking about him being out of shape and then gets like really exaggerated. I was like, that's pretty funny. Another thing that I really liked before we dive deeper into the show is, and it took me a couple episodes to really get used to it, was the switch of animation style to when it's just them like in the normal world. And then them skating felt very different. It felt like watching maybe two different shows in a way. Not necessarily bad. it just took me out a little bit a couple of times. And then when I really got used to it, there were, and I'll talk about this when we talk about going to the spoilers, there were some routines where I was like, whoa, this is actually kind of beautiful, like the way they're skating. It really was mesmerizing. So those were just some of our first impressions of Yuri on Ice. So now, everyone, we are entering the spoiler zone. If you haven't watched the full season, please jump to minute 46. Hopefully I put a time in there. And to keep yourself from any spoilers.
Now entering the spoiler zone.
Okay, no holds bar, Seth. We can talk about anything. Yuri on Ice.
So I really enjoyed, personally, just kind of setting the scene. I feel like they did a very good job early on of like setting the scene, letting us know kind of who's around, who our big people are going to be. So I think just seeing who this Yuri character is and just seeing that, yes, he failed and he went back home and he's like, you know what, I'm done. And then all of a sudden he's just like, I'm going back to my pork cutlets, you know? And I've never personally wanted a pork cutlet more than I did in this moment, like watching this anime, just seeing how much everybody loved it. And they're always diving deep into him. I was like, I need a pork cutlet. But just watching, like, beyond that, you start to see these characters kind of coming back into it. And you're just like, oh, these people are important to him. And so we're really starting to see who this character is. We're seeing his family. We're seeing his friends. We're seeing really like his general support system. And so I feel like that's what made it feel so real. We just got to these points where I could see myself as Yuri in this moment, you know?
Yeah, I was saying, I totally get that feeling. Yuri is so relatable, even though I am far from Olympic level figure skater. Actually, figure skating frightens me. Anything on the ice scares me. I'm always worried about my fingers getting chopped off. Yeah. I don't know if that happened. I'm sure it has happened, but it scares me. So I don't like going ice skating. But I do like watching an anime about ice skating. This show really made me was like, maybe I'll really get into like watching figure skating.
Yeah, like the next Winter Olympics, I'll be all about it.
It was just, I love that, like, not just for Yuri, but for every competitor, we really got to see like what was driving them. What was their passion and what fueled their routine. And I was shocked that we got to see so many ice skating routines. Like, they never really was like, and then this person skated and this is their score. No, we watched a full routine of that person skating.
And not only the routine, like, you watch the beauty, the animation, it kept flashing the character on screen, like when they would make a small mistake and they're like, come on now, we can do it, come on, get in there. And they're like motivating themselves back up. So you can see, like, not only what's going on the ice, but how they're thinking through each challenge and how they're thinking through each step of it. And when they make a mistake, we're hearing like how actual athletes think about their little mistakes.
Yeah, I also learned something about ice skating and the figure skating world from this show. I didn't know that you performed the same two routines the whole season. Like, you don't change it at all. Because after the first time he performed Yuri on Ice as his freestyle, and then he performed it again, I was like, wait. And then I went to Google, of course. I was like, is this the norm? And Google was like, yes. They will perform the same routine the whole season, tweaking it slightly and changing it on based off of feedback, like to like perfect it more and more. So each time you see it, it's better and better. And I felt that way watching Yuri skate, that it was like, well, at least with this freestyle, I felt like the Euro stance that he did for his regular routine, I really felt like the first time he did it was the best time.
Yeah, I think there's so much passion in the moment. He finally just really embraced the role of Eros, and he's like, I'm going to have this appeal to me. I'm going to have this confidence. And that's not normally Yuri. And so just getting to see him kind of put himself in character and really take a head on, I think that was really cool.
Yeah, it's just, I loved seeing him be fueled by, like, not just kind of like, I guess it just opened his perspective on who he was and what he wanted and what love meant to him. I think he discovered like what love means for him.
Yeah, early on it was pork cutlets, and now it's, you know, I want to skate for others and I want to make people proud and I want to really enjoy this. And I'm glad he really kind of developed in that and found what he loved.
though I would not be angry if it was just like he was just so passionate about the pork cutlet bowl.
Visions of pork cutlets danced in my head.
I think another character that really stood out to me, well, Victor, of course, but Yurio. I didn't know I was going to like love Yurio so much in this. I thought for sure he was going to be this horrible rival.
That's the rival. Yeah.
Yeah. I really was like, oh, he's the Gary to my Ash in this thing. Like, he's just going to come in and just make fun of me and be rude and then leave.
So funny you made a Pokemon reference, because I was just thinking in my head, I was like, this dude's Gladion. Like,
yeah. Yes, if you look at him, he's got the little hair, like blonde hair swoop. But I feel like Gladion and like Gary that we find out in the future, they're actually very good, loyal, like people.
They're driven. They're competitive. They want to uplift others.
Yeah, and I was really like, oh, man, are they going to become best friends after it was like they were in the waterfall, and then Yurio was thinking about his grandpa, and regular Yuri was like, oh, I sense a change in him. I was like, oh, is this human. The friendship? Is this the friendship? And then he gave him the like pork cutlet buns, like the bread pork cutlets at the end. I was like, this is the best. I needed.
It's always, here you go, Fatso. Go eat it, Fatso. Shut I know. Up, Fatso.
I was kind of like, please, like, I know he's saying it lovingly, maybe, but he was like, you piggy. He's always calling him a piggy. Yeah,
every time.
But he's always like, you need to push yourself more. You don't have any reason to be upset with yourself. You know, you got to keep being driven and keep going forward and keep doing this. And he's like, you have Victor now. You have no excuse for not doing your best.
Yeah, and really, like, his character development was, I mean, it's top tier. You're looking at why he's even figure skating. You know, he comes from the junior division. He's going to the senior division. And it's really all to kind of glorify his mom. Like, she passed away, and that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was, you know, a great figure skater, and that's why the grandpa stuff really touched me so much, because he was still supporting from the background. And you could tell when he started watching it, especially, like, toward the end, like, he would get tears in his eyes just, like, watching the beauty of Yurio really starting to kind of emulate his mother in some of these things and just, like, reaching that elite level. And so to us, it's like, oh, like, that's a very nice, touching, heartfelt moment. But you look at Yurio, like, early on, like, I'm doing this because I'm going to win Victor and I'm going to make sure Victor's my code. But then by the end, it's like, come on, you're like, you can't go out like this. You got to step it up. You know, you're not skating for yourself and we're skating for all of us. And really just kind of becoming human. That's really what it was for Yurio. It's just starting to become human and just learn emotion and humility and encouragement.
Yeah, I really was hoping Yurio was going to stay in Japan. And Victor was going to train both of them. But
he said, nope.
Nah, he's like, I'm going back. There was I don't know. Victor is not my top character in this show. I like Victor, but he's not like, he doesn't do it for me. I don't know how you feel about Victor, but he's just kind of always, he's a great supporting character in my mind.
He's kind of the might guy, like always over the top and takes it to the extremes.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we needed Victor for it all, and he's great encouragement for Yuri. Like, he fuels him. I don't know. I do feel like Yuri could have done this on his own if he really put his mind to it and, like, could find that inner passion of pork cutletness inside himself. He could have pushed himself. I know Victor is that nudge that he needed. I like them together, though. They're a great pair. Like, two people trying to reinvent themselves in a way.
Yeah. I mean, Victor just won the Grand Prix the previous season, didn't he?
Yeah, I loved at the end of the season where Yuri gets silver and he rushes over to Victor. He's like, I got silver. Victor's like, I'm only kissing gold.
Yeah, he said, I'm not kissing your silver medal.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, he knows. He knows how to, like, get the jab in still.
Gosh, that ending, I didn't know how to feel about it. For silver, you're like, yeah, I mean, it has to happen. He can't just go out on top. But it's like just seeing that passion through Yurio, and he's like, come on, I gotta do it. I gotta get better. And he makes that one slip up. I'm like, oh no, he slipped up. That means Yuri won. No, he did so well in that first one, set a new record in that one, that it just, I really enjoy kind of seeing that moment back and forth. And I really would have been content with whoever won, but I'm glad they ultimately decided I'm going to keep doing this, you know, because they both did so well and they had so much fun and found that passion again. Like, Yuri was going to retire, I think, if he had that gold, but then he decided, you know what, I'm going to keep going because I can be a symbol. I can be a encouragement to others.
Yeah, I just, like, Yuri's like, what is he? He's not the oldest in the thing, because that guy from, was it Switzerland, is older than him.
Yeah.
Chris, that guy from Switzerland is insane. Like, that, it's in my notes. That accent is crazy. That's Switzerland. Like, I don't know. It's distracting to me, but in like a fun way. I was like, this guy is insane. And he doesn't drop it at all. It's like, he's on, like, his level is 1,000 at all times.
Yeah, but I liked how, honestly, even with those big spirited characters, when they didn't do so well, you still watch them like excited, and they were still like somewhat kind of encouraging the others. Like, they were genuinely impressed with how they're doing. And if they got a score, but they had 2 slip ups, like, they were still excited about it. They weren't just like, dang it. Like, I trained my whole life for this and I messed up. And now this character's like angry and hates the world. They're just like, huh, whatever. My beauty still shone and I knew it was beautiful. And
yeah, no one really felt like, no one had the same moment Yuri had in the first episode.
Right.
Where like he totally melted down, which, you know, I think is understandable. I feel like I would have been the same way, but like, without, you don't really see that from anyone else. They're speaking like the side characters. I don't remember what episode it is. It's the first competition he goes into. There's a kid called Kenjiro, and he is to Yuri what Yuri is to Victor, where it's like a super fanboy of him. And there was a moment where like he comes out, Kenjiro comes out in his costume for his routine, and it's, he was like, this is based off of your costume that you wore for this routine. And Yuri was like, oh, how shameful. That was a horrible moment in my life. And Kenjiro was like, how dare you insult that like that? Because for me, that is everything. Like, for me, that moment that you had like inspired me to become a better skater. And you saying that you hated that moment is saying that like, it's not like you hate me in a way.
Yeah, honestly, like that whole, that character alone, like, it was just beautiful for Yuri's development because he's so kind of like on his own. Like, I don't know. I'm still nervous. I'm doing this for Vic. Like, there's no other reason. But then talking to this kid, like seeing the excitement when he kind of got off the ice, he was a little discouraged, but he was just wanting to sit there and sulk. Yuri did. But then instead, this kid was about to go on, and you could tell Victor's kind of waiting for something. Like, oh, come on, come on. And then Yuri just, you've got this. You know, do your best. And then that kid just lit up with excitement.
Yeah, I love that, because it felt like Yuri now knows that like he is someone that inspires others. Like, he's not just a nobody. He is someone who can inspire people. Another funny moment that I loved in this show is, I don't know if you remember this part, but before they start doing the competitions, after Yuri beats Yurio, and they're talking, about like how the competitions are going to work. And then they pause, and the little girls from the skating rink are like, we need to explain how this works to Yuri's parents because they don't understand figure skating. And I was like, wait, Yuri's parents don't understand how the
figure... Like, he's already been to the Grand Prix, and they're just like, oh, whatever. Like,
yeah, they're like, oh, we don't know actually how this works, so please. I was like, what a funny way to break it down for us people who also don't know how it works.
Right, it helped.
Yuri's parents were just like, we're just thankful for the publicity. Are there any other characters that you wanted to like mention? There's one more that I felt resonated with me, but
honestly, I feel like there was the brother sister duo. I kind of enjoyed that a little bit, but it's also strange because it's like they were very much obsessed with each other and like they could not perform without each other. And they're just like, no, like I need you. I'm the only guy in your life. And it's just like, oh, we have like a weird relationship here. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, you're going to do this on your own and you're going to stand up on your own because I'm not always going to be there. I'm not always going to be the one to pick you up when you fall. And then he like skated the most passionate, most beautiful performance. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I will always be here.
I'm kind of glad that
it was beautiful.
I'm kind of glad it stayed like that. I don't know. I was like, this could get weird fast.
I know. I was like, this is going in a strange direction, but then it didn't. It
was okay. I was like, okay. It's just a very strong sibling bond. I was like, I hope. Because I just started rewatching Sword Art Online. And I don't know if you watch Sword Art Online. There is a weird thing between cousins and that. And I was like,
oh gosh.
I don't need that. This nice anime. A character that really resonated with me, I mean, like, all the other skaters are just so fun. Even though we have small moments with everyone from the other countries, you could just, like, get a lot of their personality from just these, like, seeing their routines mostly and who they are. But a character that really resonated with me was Minako. She runs the ballet studio in Yuri's town.
Oh, yeah.
And I love her because she's just so much fun. And I love that she's like, you need to make it to the Grand Prix because I need to go there because I need to like see these figure skating guys in person. She's like, I don't care what, like if you're winning or whatever, but you need to get to there so I can like follow you around.
Respect the hustle.
I was just like, oh man, I love her. But she also has that soft side of her where she really was like, I need to help support Yuri and like teach him how to do ballet. And she's the one that pushed him into figure skating. So
true.
But yeah. I think that wraps it up for me for things I loved about the show. Are there any other moments that you really liked on Yuri on Ice?
No, I think honestly, like we've described the tone of it. We described some of the big moments, but we still left a lot for people to explore. So if they go to watch it on their own, I think they're going to be pretty amazed with it, honestly.
It is great. And I feel like our mutual friend David, after finishing it, I was like, you know what? I could use some more. Like, I want a little more story. I want to see what happens next with these guys. David's always been like, when a series ends, he's like, I need more episodes. I need to know what happened to these people. And I'm kind of in the same way. I'm like, how is Victor going to handle coaching Yuri and reviving his career? Like, what's Yurio up to? So I want more, actually. So lastly, would you recommend Yuri on Ice?
I think I would recommend it, especially if you are okay with the change of pace. I think that was the biggest thing for me is I always watched very much like action animes. And this one really had a different style of action. It wasn't the fighting. It wasn't the war. It wasn't the big overcoming. It was like, honestly, it was calm and it was fun and it was beautiful and they had their own little challenges and they overcame them in these more creative ways than I was used to. So just like when I was unsure about Blue Lock, I was like, I don't know, like soccer just doesn't do it for me. Oh, it did it for me. And so looking at this one, just learning something more about ice skating, it just lets me kind of open my eyes to the ideas of what these different animes can show you and what they can teach you. And it makes me want to watch, you know, more of these different ones. Like, you know, I think you talk about Haiku a lot. It's like the volleyball one.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? I could watch that and like, I could probably get into that more now that I've kind of seen the differences and the change of pace and realizing that it's not always like war and death and murder and like everything else that goes on in these other animes.
Oh, most definitely. For me, I definitely would recommend Yuri on Ice, especially if you're a big like action-y person. Like you like a lot of action animes and like you're watching Fire Force and you just finished a season. You're like, I need to calm down. Yeah, Yuri on Ice is a great season. Yeah. We're coming out. Are we on the last season of Fire? Yeah. So I just like, you just watched an epic story and now you want to like calm down and relax and just chill out. Yuri on Ice. Yeah. Yuri on Ice is definitely going to like just like have something enjoyable on and just watch some beautiful figure skating. So I recommend this as a normal watch, but this is a great kind of to change the pace and just not keep you all in the like same mode the whole time. Time to put you on to something new. This is our recommendation segment where we share whatever we've been watching, reading, or just obsessed with lately.
Recommendations. Here are some recommendations.
Okay, Seth, what would you like to recommend to our listeners?
So two things. I'm going to give a video game and I'm going to give an anime. So I personally just watched Hell's Paradise. I kind of got some like videos popped up online. I kept seeing like the action to it. I was like, you know what? This might be actually pretty nice. And I watched it and I think it was interesting. There was a lot of good action to it. I think the animation was honestly really nice in some of the areas and it kind of introduced some new things to me. And so I feel like just watching it, there were some things that, you know, I wish I could have had more of, but at the same time, it did kind of open my eyes to a lot of different things that they can do with it. And it kind of gave some cool animation styles and just excitement that I hoped it would. So I think if you are one who definitely prefers action, you definitely prefer some high animation, some kind of good fights, I think you would enjoy Hell's Paradise. And then on the same side of action and good fights, if you've not played Black Myth Wukong yet, it's time.
Oh, you cut out after you said, it's time.
I know it keeps like looking weird on my screen. But yeah, definitely Black Myth Wukong. If you've not heard the myth, heard the lore, you need to look it up. And this game is just beautiful. The fighting, the action, the frustrations. It's definitely a Souls-like game. And so expect to be frustrated. Expect to not be perfect every single time. But you will definitely learn to overcome and adapt. And the storyline just gets more and more beautiful. And you will find yourself falling in love with these enemies that you have to fell and you have to destroy, but you will enjoy yourself the whole entire time. And if you give the game your full focus, you give it an honest attempt, you'll love it.
Is that a single player game?
It is.
Okay, I might have to try. I've been looking for something to play by myself. Is it on Steam? Is it PC? Or is it just
console? It is. So it's on PS5 and it's on Steam.
Nice. Okay, I think they actually spent
on Xbox as well, so.
So there's no excuse for you people not to play it.
That's right.
For me, my recommendation, and this kind of ties into like what we've been up to this week, is I recommend you go to whatever concert you've been thinking about going to. This is the year where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I used to be really nervous about going to concerts by myself and just like, you know, I miss out on so many shows because no one wanted to go with me. So my recommendation to everyone is just go see that artist you've been wanting to go see that's in your town. Just like go out there, enjoy some live music. Going to see a concert is way better than listening to it on the album.
It's very, very, very true.
So that is my recommendation of the week. Also, watch the World Cup. I'm so into World Cup right now. You know, I recommend watching World Cup games. They're more fun than you think they are. So I would say just tune in for that. But yeah, that's our recommendation for this week. So finally, the kitchen is closed for today. You can find us on Instagram at AnimeBentoPod. You can find me at JimStatue.
And you can find me at SethWareUpdate.
Thanks for listening. Hope you're full of anime and even more full of good food. We'll catch you next time. Stay legendary.
Stay nerdy, folks.
Bye.
The show.